And welcome to the worship of the living Lord who is in our midst. I'm not your pastor. Your real pastor is attending the Florida Georgia District Convention. And I'm filling in. Retired pastor, spent all my ministry in Georgia. Most of it in Savannah, Georgia. But I'm glad to be back here today, and I am especially glad to be in this late service where we're going to have a great reflection of VBS, my favorite week in the parish. We, as a church, have put the greeting of peace at the beginning of the service rather than at the time of communion. And we greet one another right at the beginning. What do you mean when you say to your brothers and sisters, the Lord's peace be with you? A lot of people think that what they're saying is, may there be cessation of warfare, may there be stillness. It's primarily saying, because the Bible says, peace is found in relationship with the Lord and in relationship with one another. So as we begin by shaking our brothers and sisters' hands and our visitors in our midst, we're saying, I want our relationship to be a lot closer, and I want you to grow in Christ. Let's greet one another, saying the Lord's peace be with you. Okay. Let's make our beginning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor sinful being, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, as to deserve your hell. But I am always sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sin of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. Almighty God, in your mercy guide the course of this world, so that your choice in godly peace and holiness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Job, chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or shut in the sea with its door, the doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band? And prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far shall you come, and no farther. And here shall your proud wave be stayed. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I will speak as to children. Widen your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord.
to come up onto our chancel flat area to sing some songs from last week. While they're coming, I'll tell you, the Lord truly blessed this last week in Vacation Bible School. We had 65 children in the K-2-5 program. We had more than 25 volunteers on our campus. There were 150 children in the CDC in the 3 and 4 year old classes who had Vacation Bible School. And between 50 and 70 families worked together and contributed to make our Vacation Bible School possible. So we really saw God being glorified. We learned that Jesus rescues us in all of the situations that we face in life. We are never, ever alone. I want to point out two helpers. I know last week was when we recognized our helpers, but I'd like to introduce our praise team. Lena, I need you to stand up just for a second. Lena Blackwood and Faith Finger were our praise team. Yes, give them a hand. They led the children in two experiences every day, an opening and a closing, and we just could not have done it without them. So we're going to praise. And you know what? Please feel welcome. You'll see the movements. Please do it along, okay? Would you join us? Because these are fun songs. They're heart songs.
You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Down low, 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 and I'll soar up high, high.
thank you to our song leaders and children. You can go back to your parents. And parents, thank you for trusting your children with Trinity. You know, we have been in existence for 100 years, and one of the hallmark priorities of our congregation is to pass along a heritage of walking with Jesus. And VBS is one a great opportunity, so thank you for bringing your children to share that with us. And thank you to everyone who is involved in making it happen.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said one to another, "Who is this that even wind and sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. What would you call someone who knows everything about you, including all your faults, frailties, knows those things that pass as good but aren't, and still loves you? What would you call someone who accepts you just as you are, but is there to empower you to be all that you can become? What would you call someone who never laid guilt on you, is a motivating factor. What would you call someone who wants you to be totally honest with him all the time? Who would it be who, when you're sinking, it is not more important to know that he's holding on to you than you're holding on to him? Who would a person be who sticks closer to you than a brother? Who laid down his life for you? You'd call that your best friend, right? And all of you are thinking, I'd call that best friend Jesus. Today, your pastor and people throughout our Florida, Georgia district, in most cases, are considering a special section of Scripture that is being used in many, many places. And I've chosen to join those churches and our Florida, Georgia district with a special text that includes what you heard about our friend. If you'd like to follow along, you can take your pew Bible and turn to page 902, and there we will be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning with the 9th verse. Jesus, of course, is speaking, and he's speaking to you and me. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you. Greater love has no one than this, than that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I have commanded to you, that you will love one another. Well, our journey in our sharing begins with sharing some things from my heart, in part because your pastor is not here. Secondly, we would be remiss on this Sunday if we didn't do a little bit of remembrance. The 70th anniversary of our Florida, Georgia district, a district with which this congregation had so much input and help. And we just celebrated something that we remember in Vacation Bible School. And most of you Lutherans know that we are celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. And it's not long before this congregation will be remembering the fruits of 100 years of ministry. Remembrance, we want to briefly touch on. Thirdly, we'd invite you to consider some possible misunderstandings of that beautiful text from Jesus, so that we might have an even clearer understanding of what he is saying to us. And fourthly, an action plan based on God's word of your plan as a unique, purpose-called Christian to share your fruit with one another. And then finally, a send-off prayer that I think will help you as you journey into the new week. And finally, a brief remembrance of one of the most important words that Martin Luther said that can be used each day. Remembrance. Our Florida, Georgia district. Your pastor has a big part in that, and that's the reason he's not here. And here's what he wrote to share with the people at the gathering. Our district is known across Synod for mission, outreach, and school ministry, and for today's theme, you are to love one another. We're in a gospel partnership and friendship. We might say we have a faith family. Here, pastors, teachers, principals, and directors of our schools, along with members of our district, enjoy the fruits of Christ's love. An environment of encouragement, support, and partnership in the gospel. Sometimes it's important to remember it's not just here at us at Trinity, but it's the church throughout our district, indeed throughout the world. And I would add to Pastor Doug's comments about our district is that it is a district that has always taken godly risks. That's part of the Christian life. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be here this morning if the church had not taken a risk. When I graduated from the seminary, I was sent to a small town in Georgia that had never had a Lutheran church. There were three Lutheran families. One was Missouri Synod, and two were not of our synod. And the call said, go to it. No members, no church, and see what can happen. Not a very good business plan, but the Lord blessed that ministry. Trinity, too, and we're celebrating its 100th anniversary coming up, is a church with so many blessings. It is blessed with so many things that relate to children. And it is a church that has been uniquely blessed with a great pastor. And thus, the personal sharing from my heart. Your pastor is a person of extraordinary faith. You can see it in his prayers. Of superb background. He spent much of his time going around from congregation to congregation, seeing how they could better fulfill the Lord's directives. And you have that pastor. And I was with you sometimes when you were struggling with the long vacancy at the church. And the Lord had a special plan for you, did he not? We saw the abundant blessings coming in that partnership in the gospel in VBS. Many of you know that last year there were not enough people to volunteer to have this VBS. This year, more than people were needed. The Holy Spirit is operating mightily with you, the people of God. And as we remember what's going on in 100 years of ministry in this church, we're thankful for you. And this church is very creative in its ministry. Who of us would have thought in our ministry that we would have a comfort dog to, in creative ways, share the good news of the gospel? And I think it's a reminder to me, and certainly to all of you, that ministry should be fun. It's not, I have a burden to bear fruit, but I am privileged to share the love of Jesus. Let me tell you what I mean. My wife, Barbara, had a dog by the name of Daisy, a little labradoodle. And part of what she decided to do is train the dog as a therapy dog, which meant after getting trained, our dog would go into like nursing homes and kind of open the door. In a way, what you guys are doing with a comfort dog. One time she was invited to go to the room of someone in the nursing home that had not been talking for months. She took our little dog in there and the dog kind of got away from her and went up to the lady and licked her cheek, as she frequently did with people. And the woman talked. She said, "You know, I've never been kissed like this before, except 13 years ago when my husband was still alive." Having ministry, sharing God's love, is fun. And I see that joy in you, the people of God, and in your pastor. Now for some misunderstanding possibilities for our text. You heard the words from Jesus, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." What kind of choosing is Jesus talking to you about this morning? You, of course, would all say, "The Lord chose me in my baptism. He reached down to me in the waters of baptism and chose me." Pure grace. By the way, last Sunday I had the opportunity to baptize my 9th and likely last grandchild, and I was brought to tears because it was God reaching down to this little girl and choosing her. It's true, but not what this text is about. Nor is it about the fact that God's choosing is so awesome and so loving that He chose you, you uniquely, before the foundation of the world to be one of His children and had a special purpose for your life. That purpose is so important. Have you ever read those books on the Holocaust where people were about to be put in the crematorium and where they stayed in prison many, many years? The people who had a purpose were the ones that most likely endured, whether it was playing a violin or whatever. God is saying, "I've chosen you to have a very special purpose in life." And then you may have wondered in the text, what does it mean when you are commanded to love? How can you command love, you may have asked yourself. What's going on as you delve into the text is Jesus is saying to you, there's one number one priority. And the number one priority is to love one another and to share the gospel. And it's kind of like Jesus is saying, as you go about your ministry, win, win, win. It's a command, but it's a cheering on. And finally, as you share the fruits that God gives to you, one of your big jobs is just to keep out of the way yourself and let Jesus who lives in you to operate. You see, bearing fruits is not so that you can say, "Hip, hip, hooray for me." It's rather to say, "Hip, hip, hooray for Jesus who lives in me." My mother died when I was 17 years old. You forget a lot of things. But one thing I always remember on her wall of her bedroom was this needlepoint: "The good in me I trace to Christ. The good in me I trace to Christ." Well, it's time to make an action plan. If you're saying, I want to serve the Lord more fully, there's all this fruit you've given me, Lord. I want to know with whom I should use it and what fruits I have in the first place. The text gives specific direction in your action plan. In the text, it says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you. It begins with prayer. If you read the book of Acts, the phrase that you will find most frequently is this. And when they had prayed, this happened, that happened. It would be a great Bible study, wouldn't it? To look at those things that come about, that are begun with prayer. And since this is a heart-to-heart sharing, I'd like to share two brief prayers that in recent years have been particularly helpful for me as the Lord directs me to share the fruit that he gives me, the Christ who lives in me. One of them is to pray at the beginning of each day, God, surprise me. If it is true, and it is, that God knows abundantly more than we can ask or imagine, I should maybe just be saying, God, you're in charge. Surprise me. Or another short one you might want to try out is you encounter people. For example, as I go to the gym Monday morning and I see other people, I will say the brief prayer, God bless me. God bless you. God bless our relationships. Well, how can I tell what unique fruit it is that I have to give? And we're all different. Part of the way is to ask the question, what pain have I gone through in life? Think of the greatest pain you've gone through in life. Some of you, maybe a painful divorce. Some of you kids may be being bullied at school. God can take those painful things and use them as a blessing to others. Two examples. We had a lady in our church whose son died of suicide. I can't imagine any greater pain than the death of a child and a child by suicide. She was led by that incident to organize a group in our church called Compassionate Friends, which was made up of other people who had lost their children, and she could uniquely minister to. If you know anyone who has conquered addiction, you know that they are most blessed by other people who have gone through this struggle. Well, there are many examples of taking a look at fruit, but I'd like to suggest one final suggestion. Because all of us are here because we want to bear fruit, we want people to see the Jesus within us. And the question I'd like to ask you, what was the emotion that Jesus expressed most fully in the four Gospels? What was the emotion Jesus expressed most fully? It was the fruit of compassion. Time and time again, the Gospels say, and Jesus, moved with compassion, did this and that. What is that? But an invitation to go ahead and expose ourselves to people who are struggling, who are suffering. People need the fruits of the good news of the gospel, that we might have compassion like Jesus. Well, we said we were going to send you off with two things, and we do that right now. How many of you have ever used St. Francis's prayer, peace prayer. Okay? A few of you have. It's a reminder for me, and I trust it can be for you, of how the Lord would use you in this coming week. Please pray with me. Then the word of Luther. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Now, a word of Luther, and a word that I invite you, just try it out each morning this week and see if it doesn't put you into action. The word of Luther is this: I will live each day as if Christ died yesterday, rose today, and is coming in glory tomorrow. Try it with me. I will live each day as if Christ died yesterday, rose today, and is coming again tomorrow. What a way to live. What a way to bear fruit. Amen and alleluia. For bearing fruit and ministry is joy. Amen. We rise and join in a hymn of response. Now we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Bless our congregation, our Pastor Doug, and each of our ministries, leaders, and members. We did not choose you, but rather you chose us and appointed each of us to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Help us, O Lord, to abide in your love. We together are a royal priesthood, and offer unto you our lives in service unto you and others. We are a living sacrifice, and our service unto you is holy and acceptable because of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, bless us and give us opportunities daily to be witnesses, ambassadors, and those who bear fruit that come out of your love. Allow your love to flow through the daily events in our life. Lord, in your mercy. On this day of 70th anniversary, we thank you for the work of this Florida Georgia district over 70 years. And we pray your blessing continually upon that partnership in the gospel. And we thank you for the opportunity that this particular congregation had in its formation. Lord, in your mercy. And now we bring the special petitions of our hearts.
The Heavenly Father, the congregation asks for prayer and supplication for the following: for Jonathan, who is traveling to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Be with him, guide him, and help and protect him. We also ask for Harry. Give him peace and understanding. And your Heavenly Father, if it's your will, we ask you to give him that health and peace that can only come from you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Now we join in the family prayer given by our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Risen from the dead, he's freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing, Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, he took the cup, spoke a prayer of thanks over it, and said, "Take and drink, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. This cup we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? And this bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
We rise and join in the words of Simeon as he held the baby Christ child in his arms. Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Summer VBS was an amazing success. You can see from the slides pre-service, the decorations that are still around here, the great singing and songs from the children, the motions, and all the counselors that helped them put this on. So it's not in the slide, but let's give them a round of applause for their work. Everybody helped make this possible, the Trinity family, all the donations for all the supplies and everything, so all the work together helps put this on and make it a big success. Reached many children with the message, Shipwrecked and Jesus Rescues. Next slide, you have 7 people from the Comfort Dog Ministry wrapped up their training in Illinois this past weekend and returned with Trinity's new Comfort Dog, which is named Peace. Peace will keep you updated on her own ministry page on Facebook, or Facebook page. And there, I believe, is a link, or the address in the weekly, and it's probably linked on our website, I would believe. Peace will be joining the Trinity family next weekend at a passing of the vest ceremony, June 30th and July 1st. So everybody attend and meet your new comfort dog. Our next regularly scheduled voters assembly meeting is Monday the 25th, which is tomorrow evening. It's a very important meeting. Participation is essential for members, so please attend. The details are in the triune, but it will be talking about plans for ministry plans for Trinity's future, financial position, next year's budget, electing new council members and elders, hearing reports from various areas of ministry, thanking those who were elected for their terms of faithful service, including Elder Ulysses, who's wrapping up his term today, and elected volunteers, lay leaders, advisory teams, ministry staff. So please plan to attend. And I believe that's the last slide. So please stand for the closing hymn.